Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Hi, it is time for our traditional medicine show, and we are going to talk about massage therapy and the herbal treatments when you are getting a massage. Massage treatment is excellent for just well-rounded balance. It's fabulous for muscle aches, joint pain. It's good for ADHD. It's excellent for a wide range of ailments, and more than I can actually tell you because we only have 10 minutes. So let us get started on our massage therapy oils and what we can use for muscle pain. So say you're having back pain, muscle pain, leg pain. It could be from an injury. It could be from repetitive stress. It could be from a lot of things. So when you're going to go into the office for a massage with herbal treatments, you let them know what's wrong with you. You got some muscle pain going on. Well, your therapist is going to know what oils to use on you. So let us take out some almond oil, some corn oil, or any other type of vegetable oil that you'd like. And what we want to do is we're going to combine this with some of our essential oils. And maybe we made them ourselves from our traditional teachings, or maybe we bought essential oils from the store. But we're going to take some of our oil that we actually like, because I use virgin olive oil for everything. So we're going to take virgin olive oil, we'll say, and infuse it with some of our essential oils that are going to be for muscle pain associated with inflammation, rheumatoid arthritis, and let's start out with active approach towards active people. Maybe somebody that's a runner or works out all the time in the gym. So what we want to do is give them a stimulating massage or oil or a lotion that's going to help them just revamp and rejuvenate and get out there and really work themselves. So part of these oils would be peppermint and rosemary and pine and eucalyptus. These are all essential oils. Pine, rosemary, and eucalyptus are benefit for the respiratory system. And so it's involved in vigorous cardiovascular exercises. It's going to help to heal and strengthen the respiratory system while you work out. So that is excellent. Now, what about those aches and pains that we all feel? What would be excellent to herbal remedy that we could apply with our massage therapy that would benefit our bodies? For externally, for arthritis or achy joints, muscles, sprains, strains, tennis elbow, you name it. Let's get something that we could all use. Okay, how about cayenne and chili pepper? We could take cayenne and chili pepper and mix that with some of our olive oil, along with our fresh rosemary leaf, or dry if you have dry, and our comfrey root. And we're going to put all these together. So we're going to have our chili pepper, our cayenne, our rosemary, our comfy. And we're going to take this and we're going to mix this with our olive oil. And we want to take it and make it excellent for your therapy. Now, you're going to do this yourself, or else your therapist is already going to have this for you, right? And so that's something that you want to tell her and tell him, her, whatever the case may be, is that you're having aches and pains and that you'd like some type of oil treatment that's going to help that. I know the oil that I like to use that I've made myself is oil that has bear oil and burdock root and peppermint. It also has spearmint. And all those are essential for muscle pain and aches, along with some cedar oil that was in there as well. So that's excellent for massage therapy. That is a traditional salve that we're taught by our ancestors, and it's excellent for muscle and joint, and so it would be excellent for a massage therapy session as well. What about muscle cramps? Let us have a massage with chamomile, birch, rosemary, and lavender. And let's make sure that oil is heated up. Our rejuvenating oil. What about that? That would be ginseng and comfrey root and rosemary leaf. And what we're going to do is, that is excellent for our smells. It's really going to help us rejuvenate and jump up and feel superb and fantastic after our massage therapy, because it's just going to give us that extra boost in life to get us going and rejuvenate our bodies, our muscles, our skin, our tone, our circulation, you know. So let's get out there and get ourselves a massage with some of these oils, because you can't get anything better than that, right? What about just a basic herbal massage? We could have cramp bark and willow bark and wintergreen herb, birch bark. We could all use that, and that's excellent for a massage therapy, and that's going to just give us a nice relaxation on our muscles when we're done. Achy joints, chamomile flowers and sage leaves and comfrey root, myrtle berries, and a real heavy cedar oil is excellent for achy joints and reducing inflammation. And so this, again, would be another excellent massage therapy. Half hour, hour, whatever you choose, with the oil of your preference. We have another one that we could use, too. We got sassafras and burdock and mugwort, comfrey and sage leaf. And you mix all this together, and what do you get? You have an oil for aching joints and bones with your massage therapy session. And with all these oils that we talked about, they're excellent for home use too. You don't need to get a massage therapy from a professional. You can actually get a massage therapy from your husband, your children. You know, give yourself some therapy. Rub your legs, rub your feet. Give yourself a hand treatment. And so these are excellent, excellent, excellent herbs for relaxation and just finding that time for yourself. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.